Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Angels. Welcome to the show. I know it's a little bit later than usual, and I apologize about that to all those that are listening now and those who will listen to it as you download it over the next few days or so. Anyway, Mira, day after Christmas, I hope everybody's Christmas was wonderful. I know mine was. And Thursdays have turned into what we call a mind-body-spirit show. And, you know, last week we had Bob on, and he was amazing and wonderful. We shared his story from being homeless to turning it all around and overcoming addiction and in the process really successful by combining his mind, body, and spirit. And so tonight I was like, it's a day after Christmas and a lot of people are still vacationing. Some of you are already listening to the show. And I go, okay, angels, spirit, what can we talk about tonight to really help people with that mind, body, spirit connection? And boom, they said, told me in meditation, give them an angel that will help them with their mind, their body, and their spirit in developing it and strengthening it more. I mean, how cool is that, right? And I'll give you my own story with it. Yesterday, like a lot of us, I ate way too much. And for me, it was a lot. And for some people, it wasn't a lot at all. But each of us have a threshold. And so this morning, I got to detox after eating all that I ate. It was fun, and I enjoyed friends and family, of course. So I went to do a hard workout. It's interval training where you run and all this stuff, and then you work your body too. And that's what you do is you work on your body. So I said, okay, who's here to help me? And this is actually before I got the idea, and I saw and I heard Archangel Michael around me, and he's like, I'm here. And he goes, ask for strength and vitality with me. I was like, hey, that works. So I said, give me strength, give me vitality, and please, Michael, just help me, because I said, I am so not feeling like running right now or lifting weights or anything. And you guys know what I mean, I'm sure. Has anyone ever felt like that, you know, going to the gym or maybe even going to work? Who knows? So, I go, who else is here? And then Therapist Bay is an ascended master, and he said, I'll help you with physical fitness. My sense about him was that he was this is a long-term, like, you know, something long-term, physical fitness, okay? So that's my own story this morning with asking for help with my physical body. And so let's talk about it. And how many of you guys want to, you know, wonder how you can make your body stronger, how you can make your mind stronger, and how you can and strengthen your spirit, you know what I mean? And what does that mean if you do all three of those things? It means, I think for me and for a lot of people, it means that we can have a lot of joy and a lot of happiness, right? And that's important. You know, I used to say, who cares about peace and joy and happiness? Just show me the money. You remember when we were younger, and not that we're old now, but, you know, we could become a lot wiser. And so I think strength and love and joy and prosperity in every area is super important. But I have to tell you guys, it is it's a mind-body connection, you know, mind-body-spirit connection that's the strongest, and it makes everything in your life flow so much better. And so let's talk about it. And the mind-body-spirit. First of all, as I said, our gives you energy and vitality. So if you're feeling slow and sluggish, he's one of I think for me, he's blonde hair. Some people see him as brown hair, and he's a very masculine kind of warrior kind of thing. It doesn't look like anything like we have now, but maybe back in, I see him like in, like with the breastplate, I think. You know, you've seen movies with that. And that's how I see him. He's got a sword too as well. Not that he needs any of that, right? He's just great energy. He also helps you with your life purpose. But one of the things when I was talking to him today, I said, okay, I'm going to share with people about the mind, body, spirit, and you help with vitality and strength. How do people contact you? He said, just say, hey, Michael, I need help with this, with more strength and energy today, you know, and he goes, I'm going to help them. And they're going to feel it, and they're going to feel it right away. I was like, well, that's cool. You know, so I thought that was kind of neat, too, as well. So check it out. Then you have Serapis Bay. He's all about physical overall fitness, right? And so, you know, I'm starting out with the most dense energy, which our physical body is. And Serapis Bay, you know, he's all about helping you with addictions. So while you're into physical fitness, and some of us go into physical fitness to help with a food addiction or a drama addiction or an alcohol, whatever your addiction is, sometimes your addiction is to TV, right? And so he says, I will help you become physically fit with the physical fitness aspect of the body. In the process, I will help you help the challenges of overcoming those addictions. And that is what he told me today. Okay, so you don't have to look at, well, I've got this addiction. He goes, you just say, Serapis Bay, help me with getting my physical body in the best physical shape possible. If there's anything that I need to look at, just show me what it is. You can sit down and light a candle, a white candle, and say that prayer. Or he likes moving fast. Physical fitness is about moving. So when you're moving and saying and doing that, you can. It's a better. I think it's a more powerful way of connecting with him. And that's what he said. But if you want to do a prayer, we're going to talk about that in just a bit. Prayer is fine too. But moving with both of these ascended master and angels is probably better. Okay. And then you have Archangel Zadkiel, who's, you know, we always want a great mind. And I think taking care of the physical body really affects the mind. You know, I know myself, you know, I think that's so important. And so Archangel Zadkiel helps with memory, you know, developing your better memory. And if you're developing a better memory, it's you're more cerebral and you're more connected. And also with studies, if you're a student in anything, Archangel Zadkiel will help you. And so I was like, do you have to be a student? And so the message I got back from him was, aren't you a student of life and spirituality? I was like, well, yeah. He goes, isn't everyone a student of life and spirituality? I go, well, sure. So how cool is that? So Archangel Zadkiel is a wonderful with that, helping you if you're studying school, actual, you know, books and things like that, or if you're taking a class, an angel class, for instance, or, you know, any of the classes, we are always a student of life, learning our soul's lessons and teaching our soul agreements. So just remember that. Spirit. And I got a message with this too. What's the spirit about? That's really, I think, clear communication with God, right? And I don't know how you guys are, anybody that will listen to this or maybe listening now. Clear communication with God, sometimes we think it's God outside of herself. And I'm going to mention this ascended master, and this is the way I'm mentioning him. So it's like Buddha, any of them. It's Jesus. And I love Jesus because Jesus is really great with miracles. He's great with, you know, the energy of Christ is great with helping you with clear communication with God. But that communication with God is not outside of yourself. It's he was really clear with me today when I was meditating and he came to me. He said, you make sure that you tell them that or share with them that it's not outside, but it's inside. I really help with connecting you to that higher part of yourself. That is where God, that's part of yourself is God, and I help you connect that part of you, the part of you that feels separate from God, the duality, to that part of you that is God. And he goes, remember, and I was like, wow, that's right, I forgot about that. But I know this. Remember I think Elizabeth Clare Prophet's work, she really talks about Christ helping us remember who we really are, okay? And that, I think some of the religions have gotten that a little bit skewed, but he goes, this is what I do. I help you remember who you are. I am like your big brother, which the Course in Miracles calls Christ is our big brother, our older brother. So it's not separate from us, but he realized who he is and who he's connected to and who is part of him, and he's part of God and God is part of him, right? And the best way to look at that, I think it says this in a I can't remember now, Conversations with God. God's like the ocean, and a teaspoon of that ocean is in each and every one of us, or a glass full, or a note, or whatever is easy for you to relate to. But God's the ocean, and a piece of God is in each and every one of us, okay? And or a big, you know, a big ocean is in each and every one of us. So Jesus says, I will help you connect to that part of you that is God, and because he is that way, and he's done it, doing it. We can do it, done it, and do it as well, okay? So what does that look like when you are connecting with that part of you as God? Yeah, that's okay. Thank you. Because I just got a strong message. Then the rest will fall into place easier. And then you can connect with that higher self. And as you continue to do it and you continue to channel that information from your higher self, then what's going to happen is you don't have to be sitting still with a candle or anything. You can ask for that help right there, right then, right now. And you can be walking, running, talking, jumping up and down, singing your ABCs, cursing at traffic. And all you have to do is ask for that communication. And when you get really connected, you can realize that we're always connected to God. Even when we're swearing like a, you know, I have problems sometimes in traffic, right? We always have our things. I'm being funny right now, but you're facetious a little bit. But that part of you will always be there, and you can realize it's not really separate from you. It's there with you. You're there with that part of you, and it's all one. I'll share this dream with you I had the other night, and maybe this will be really clear. And I think we've got a question. I'm going to take that in just a second. In the dream, I had, I had been meditating and praying before, and, with my mother had told me my grandmother's story about Merlin, and how Merlin was, connected, my grandmother, helping perform miracles on Christmas and Christmas Eve, because she says there's a magical time, and she's Irish, and her sisters and friends used to connect with him. So I was thinking about that and just saying my prayer to, thank my grandmother for all the good times and an attitude of gratitude, which is important. And so I went to bed and went to sleep. And then in the dream, I know I was actually traveling somewhere into a different dimension. But there was all these people around, and we were passing each other, on the street. And they were saying, agape, agape. And I was saying it back with them. I woke up, and I go, what does that word mean, agape? I'd heard it before, couldn't remember what it meant. And then I heard an angel say, new beginning. And so when I looked at agape up, it's 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, maybe a little later, but not much. When I looked that word up, agape, what it meant was unconditional love. What a great thing, like a parent has for a child. It's just unconditional love. And I knew that's really to connect with a higher part of ourselves and to live with a lot of joy and peace. It's really realizing that agape, unconditional love for ourselves, for all the others around us, for humanity as a whole, because we are all part of the one, and we're all one, okay? And that's a strong message I got, and I know that, it sounds beautiful when I'm saying it, but sometimes it can be really, really challenging to believe. But you know what? I believe it now, and I remember thinking, oh my gosh, is that really true? You know what I mean? And it is. So I want to share that with you guys. And I hope that helps you. I think I want to share this to you as well, and then I'm going to go back. I have a friend of mine. Her name is Karen. And she went through, a whole year she calls it the rebirth. And on her last birthday, which is in October, you see her now, she's amazing, she started really doing the mind, body, spirit and really taking care of each one of them. Okay, and she posted pictures on Facebook about what she was doing with her body and got into a really cool nutrition program that was designed to help you take your body from, let's say, a 0 to 10, 10 to the best. And she looks at, she's got these amazing abs, this amazing, her and her husband both have it. But, as women, I know that we sometimes get a little too much to really visualize the abs part. And we say, oh, I'll never get them. Well, she has. And I think she's like 48, 49. She looks beautiful. She probably looks 20 years younger than she is. And her husband does as well. Beautiful couple. Both of them are. But I'm talking about her. Because, she's a woman, I know us women sometimes, not all the time, we feel challenged about developing our abs, right, because we're built for making babies. But she's done it, and it can be done, and you don't have to spend a few thousand dollars getting the ab work or the stomach work, whatever. I think you have to spend the money, or not spend the money, but just get busy, you know, working on your physical body. But here's something she wrote, and I copied it, and I'm going to have her and her husband on very soon. She goes, "The art of attraction, visualization, and tips on personal development. Avoid getting into the trap of only doing personal development and not putting it into action through practice. Be inspired, fired, and practice." And this is a woman that looks the part. She's, you know, as you can see, she's taking care of her body. She's taking care of her mind. She says, let's fill our mind with information that will inspire us in spirit. Fill in our heart with gratitude and then take action on what we have learned and practice it. So, you know, if I'm saying it now to you on the phone, what do you, you know, or on the, you know, on the show, what are you going to do? And it's the most important playing field is to practice what we learn in personal self-development. When you were a child, you imagined that anything is possible, and you were right. She said, there was somebody she quoted, she goes, "We are only limited by our own imagination." Notice how the word imagination, it has the word image in it. So what's our image about ourselves like, or image of the world? And I thought that was beautiful that she put that and she wrote that. She looks the part. And I'm going to get her and her husband to come in and chat with us, you know, and do a show on mind, body, and spirit because they really live it. And I think for the new year, we each and every one of us can live it. And what a cool thing to be in the best possible shape in our mind, body, and spirit that we can. I gave you these angels, this ascended master that can help you. Which I'm excited about, you know, and I hope you guys are as well. So anyway, I think I've got a question here, so I'm going to answer that question.
Hi, it's Tuli. Oh. How are you?
Fine.
Did you ask
you.
A question?
Yes, I have
good.
A question.
Thank you.
Yes,
what's
thank
that?
You. Yes, I sincerely believe that, everything's connected and that we are the healers of ourselves and that issues that do come up are because of emotions and so forth. And I've had this cough for a while, and I'm thinking it has to do with my heart chakra opening up. And I'm just curious if you have any insight. Yes.
Okay, so you're, what's your first name?
I'm sorry. Hi. Yeah, my name is
Hi.
Carol. Hi.
Hi, Carol.
And what did you
mean? Oh, you sound... No, that's fine. I just wanted to know your first name. What a great name, Carol, Christmas Carol. And then anyway,
Right. Time of year, huh?
Yeah, great time, exactly. I'll share this with my share. Well, I'm sharing this with you. I'm thinking about what you're saying and looking. When I really... I don't know if you ever have a challenge day or some people call them bad days or whatever, but on July 4th, but not last year, the year before, I was listening to Christmas carols on the beach on my iPod, obviously. And I live in South Florida. It was like 100 degrees here.
Yeah,
but I always
yeah.
listen to Christmas carols when, you know, I'm feeling like, it's been a challenging day. So, or, you know, if I had a fight with, I'm not dating anyone now, but so I get that.
When you're down in the dumps a bit. Yes, I understand.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I always listen to Christmas carols, and it makes me feel so much better. So I'm out there with everybody in bikinis and sweating to death.
wondering where the snow is, right.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, I'm looking at your heart chakra. Yes. It's opening up. There's also your throat chakra opening up too as well, just to let you know more. Do you do spiritual work?
I do. Yes, I do. Absolutely.
Okay.
I do healing work.
Okay.
I do, all different things.
Okay, here's what I see going on, because when I was talking about your chakras that you're opening up, they're spiritual chakras. You know this. But what it feels like is that you're getting a lot of information in, so everything is expanding to try to accommodate it, all the new energy that you have coming in. Carol, the other thing I'm going to share with you, too, is sometimes our physical body, imagine this will help you with it, imagine the back of your head and your neck being open so some of that energy can flow out. Okay? So
good idea.
Help you.
Yeah,
okay,
thank you.
So,
I wanted to be sure, because what happens is my sister's a doctor, and, of course, I'm spending time with her through the holiday, and she'd go, you really got to go see, you know, she wants me to go see a doctor, and I just don't think I need to, because I really feel that it's spirit is doing what it needs to do through my body at this time, and it's been happening in the past couple of months, too. And so I just wanted affirmation, and I appreciate that.
Oh, you bet you. Yeah, that's what I see too as well. And, you know, a lot of times I always, I teach myself first, but a lot of times when I'm visualizing in bed at night, I imagine a big coil, I see it as a coil of light. It's like a magnet starting in my navel area, going up and surrounding my whole body and going up and up and up until I can connect with perfect health. And you know what I mean? And so, and then when I can feel that click or that big, you know, it's like it's literally attracting it to me, then I draw that, see it coming back down inside of me, in my physical body. So I don't, that's really helped me. But, yeah, I know. I have a sister who's a nurse, just the same way. And we have a we have a lot of nurses and angel coaches.
Right.
But,
well, it's what they're used to, and so they think you got a problem. Go see a doctor. Go get an X-ray. Go do this. Go do that. And I do. I will. I mean, I haven't seen in a while, but I will go see a doctor if I feel I need it. But I'm just being told no. This is something that you're just going through, and you're going to be fine. And I love that though about opening up my chakras in the back. I think that's a great idea to let the energy flow through more rather than maybe that's what's doing it. It gets kind of stuck in there and creating this cough.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like our physical bodies are so fragile compared to that big spirit and that we are. You know, people say, oh, that spirit goes inside your physical body. I kind of disagree with that. I think the spirit is like is connected to our physical body, but we're just way too big to put in this in our little bodies.
And the funny thing is, you mentioning my throat chakra, too. It happens a lot of times when I'm talking. I won't cough all day, then I'll start talking, and it'll say, well, there you go. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Carol. And like I said, we've got a lot of neat new meditations coming out, too. I actually created one with that magnet coil. So take a look at angelcoaches.org. But, yeah. So,
I will.
It's
will.
A good one. Okay.
Sounds good.
All right.
Thanks.
And thanks so much. Have a great day, okay?
You too. Happy holidays. Bye-bye.
Oh, you too, sweetheart. Okay, so, yeah, that gives us an idea of what's going on there. One of the other things, guys, I wanted to share with you, and this is important, is just remember personal development is important, you know, as Karen was saying. And what does that look like? And because sometimes I think we get so caught up in like studying spirituality and meditation that we forget to do the other stuff. You know, how to run our business, our spiritual business like a business. And that's part of the mental awareness, okay? So ask for Archangel Zachiel to help you with that. And that's going to help you too as well. Imagine if you're talking about being prosperous or liking or having prosperity in every area of your life, except you know you feel limited in making your business grow, okay? Or you feel limited in having cash flow. So really, that I think is part of the not only spiritual, but I think it's mental and physical as well. So ask for that acumen, ask for that mental clarity, mental awareness to help you overcome that in the visualization skills. I mean, I'd be searching for it every day and just be hungry for knowledge. Read books, listen to CDs on how to be on prosperity. Okay, I tell you something right now. I'm creating a lot of meditations. Probably got 15 of them now, that I've created. But one that I took from that really gave me some clarity was Prosperity Abundance. And Esther and Jerry Hicks has a meditation on it as well. So, you know, I'm going to recommend mine because mine is really good because I channeled it with the angels. And but I'm going to share this with you. There's one that they put out too as well. It's wonderful and helped me with an idea that I had, and they were able to give me some ideas on what they had. And I was like, okay, angels, let's work together. So you've got some stuff there that you can use. If you go to my site, angelcoaches.org, it's not up yet, but it's there. We're getting ready to put them up because we've got the new angel coaches coming. So be looking for that. Also, what I was going to tell you too is I just created one, like I said, with a coil and attracting anything that you want. You can use it for love. You can use it for prosperity. You can use it for attracting your angels, or health, better health. But the one important thing I'm going to share with you is always, 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 whatever you're doing is seeing yourself not as without wanting more prosperity, but having the prosperity, seeing your body as being totally healthy. That's what the Atlanteans and the Lemurians did, and look how well it worked for them, right? They're not here now, is what you're saying, but when they were amazing, and some of them traveled to the fifth dimension. So there's also one that I created called Being in the Flow, Creating the Flow. So you guys really take a look, and if you want a list of them, Carol, just send me an email, or anybody else that's on, to Tree@angelcoaches.org. Okay, so if there's no more questions, thank you for asking your questions. Next week, I'm going to do probably what to expect for 2014 as us as a whole, regarding finances, real estate, any new things that are popping up, what we can expect as a shift change happens. And that is what I'm going to do. That's what I think I'm doing right now. So I did it last year, I think, or the year before, but I feel led to do that. So what to expect for the new year. I'm also doing yearly readings individually as well. So I'm going to probably extend that a little bit. But next Thursday, Tuesday or Thursday, I've got to put that up yet, but what to expect for 2014. Okay, when's the best time to invest? When's the best time to buy? When's the best time to ask your girlfriend or get your boyfriend for you guys to get married or whatever? When's the best time to do a lot of things? So we'll be looking at that. And if you have any special thing you want to know about, please send me an email to Tree@angelcoaches.org. You guys are wonderful. Thank you so very much for your support and everything. I so appreciate it, and I know a lot of the coaches do as well. And I do apologize about the delayed time here tonight because our show is usually at 8:30, and it will go back to being 8:30 next week. You guys have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. And once again, I appreciate everyone. And take a look at, follow us on Blog Talk, blogtalkradio.com/angelcoaches, if you haven't already, because they send you some real cool special stuff. And also, follow us on facebook.com/angelcoaches. Please go check my Facebook page out if you have anything you want to post or share and experience. You guys, people read those all the time and get inspired by them. I read your stories. I'm like, oh my gosh, how cool is that, So facebook.com/angelcoaches, blogtalkradio.com/angelcoaches. If you follow us on Blog Talk, we would love to have that and Facebook too. So it'll help you, it helps us, and then together it's all about being part of the one. All right, everybody, take care. Have a great now. And once again, thanks for everything that you guys do. I appreciate you so very much. Bye now.